I just want to touch shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to hear his story. His
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
From the beginning. I ain't tell a story in a minute. Moving in my feelings, I was tripping. I already told these bitches that they need to mind their business. Listen, I am easily offended. You could get under my skin when you bring it to my children or you fucking with my friends. I'ma find out where you live at if you fucking on my man. Let me edit out the parts when I hit it with his hand. Why they wanna resurrect the old me? I told that boy he should've never chose, but I appreciate the times when I was lonely. I be under pressure, but a bitch ain't never frozen. Shotty in my Mew Mew. Thotty, I ain't sorry, bitch, I'm popping, I'm a new mood. Nobody can stop it, I'm a monster in a tutu. Any bitch I'm dropping, I'm a problem, this is voodoo. Who you? I don't want no problems, man. A hurricane, doing 90 in a caravan. I used to like it when I didn't even have a man. Now I'm in love, and this bitches wouldn't understand. Now they mad, I'm moving like the old me. Winning with my beta money rolling. I appreciate the time when I was lonely. Now I'm smiling at the hand that we is holding.
Great. So, guys, before I call it a goddamn night and the end of the night, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion and why everybody's so upset. So, as we know, she told us that she got shot. Or who told us the news? Somebody. She told us that she got shot. She wasn't arrested, but she was detained and then brought to the hospital. Three other people were in the car with her, Tory Lanez, her best friend, and the security guard who was driving. The security, me and him was going back and forth over what his actual job title was, if it was security guard or driver.
He said the security guard.
So. I said driver, and then he was like, no, girl, he was a security guard. Okay, so that was that. Megan said she got shot. Next thing we knew, they were coming from Kylie's house. We didn't know what it was over, but Tory Lanez never gets booked for, what would that be, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon? He never gets booked for it.
Aggravated assault.
Right. So he never gets booked for it. She never says who shot her, but her best friend does come out and say that she wasn't the one who pulled the trigger. Her best friend's mother came out and said, I wish my daughter would stop fucking with these bitches. They not loyal. Then the best friend's mother's IG page went private. Tory Lanez ain't say shit. But the internet really gives a fuck, and they've been pressuring Megan, basically. So when we say the internet, I guess we're talking about people in the comments and bloggers.
I just want to tell y'all something. Sometimes, right? Bae wants to do these topics, right?
Oh, y'all better read the description in the YouTube channel.
And I'm a mob with her, but she running this joint right here. So we ain't doing battle rap. She don't want to.
Bae, obvious.
She don't want to do battle rap today. She want to do Megan Thee Stallion and Tory. So let's ride with her and let's talk shit. and she's hosting. I'm her co-host. I'm Easy the Black.
I'm so mad. I'm
her co-host today.
Yes, thank you.
Because usually she's my co-host.
Yeah, usually I am. So back to Megan and this fucking gunshot shit. So Megan told us she got shot in the foot, but nobody ever gets charges pressed. Then she goes on motherfucking IG Live and says Tory does it. But now the Black community, that's what I'm going to say, because I don't think white people give a fuck about what's going on here. Now the Black community is like, they're either like, oh my God, thank God you told us, Megan, or Megan, you're a snitch and you folded. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that Megan basically dry snitched? Do you think, you know what I'm saying? What do you guys think?
Why would she take so long to say who shot her? What do you think?
She said that she was sparing him. Those were her words. She
Why?
Said that. She says that when she also said in her live that when she got out of the vehicle, she was scared to death and she didn't want to give Tory up or tell the police that there was a gun inside the car because she, of all of the police brutality and all the scary stories that's going on, she felt like all of their lives, okay, she felt like all of their lives were in danger. And, that's why she didn't say anything to the police. And that's why when she got to the hospital, she didn't tell the police anything because she felt like everybody's life was in danger.
I just want to know if you was rocking when you was trying to spare him from what? What was you trying to spare him from then that wouldn't hold the same consequence now?
I don't know. All she said was, we would have to come to an agreement with law enforcement. Look, all Megan said was she was shot. She didn't say who shot her. The hospital never reported it as a gunshot. A lot of people were saying it looks like shrapnel. But I don't know, like, what her purpose was of going live and finally saying that Tory did it besides the pressures of the internet. Like, what else is there to even do it? Like, why would she have a whole... What was her point of going live and saying it besides to get sympathy from y'all, the world?
You already know how I feel about this shit. I mean, but...
How do you feel?
I want to be nice, though. I don't want... Because I want to hear Tory's side first.
Tory's not saying shit.
I mean, so I guess we gotta hear the other side, because in any criminal situation that was gonna happen, he has to say his side. He can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just, nobody was saying nothing to me. I mean, I don't know if it's weird to people. It's weird to me. It's weird that, no, like, if niggas was keeping their mouth shut, right? And then you see the little subs on online, right? And then you see the other, you like, yo, y'all don't stop subbing me. I'm going live in like 30 seconds. And then she goes live and say, yo, this nigga the one who shot me. But then said I was sparing him.
Right. She made
a
tweet.
I just don't understand.
She tweeted, lie one more time and I'm going to quit sparing you. So she did sub somebody on Twitter. She sent that tweet out yesterday at 8 o'clock. And then they said 3 minutes later, she was live talking about Tory shot me. Why you lying, nigga? And he hasn't yet to lie, at least publicly, or he hasn't said shit.
He didn't respond yet?
No, he hasn't said anything yet. So I don't know what his PR people said.
Maybe his PR people telling him to not respond.
Right. But no. She's not happy with the way, this is what I think. I think that Megan needs to stop paying attention so much to what the internet thinks about her. You have a number one song. You have a bunch of fire features. Someone assaulted you. If you're not pressing charges.
She asked,
like,
some real shit. We ain't going to talk about the music. We talking about the situation. But
right.
Honestly, man, she asked for real. But all right, go ahead.
But if you're not pressing charges, like, I don't know what the what the point of all of it really was, except that you were. And then she came, she addressed several different issues. She doesn't feel protected as a Black woman. People always think that Black women are lying and exaggerating things when really we're just trying to hold you guys down.
Right.
And then her other issue was, I guess, why aren't we protecting her?
It's a couple holes in her story. I'm gonna tell you from this point of view. There's a couple of holes in the story for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this. The reason why we second guess, let's not even say Black women, let's say women in general. When we second guess women that goes through a situation, right?
Uh-huh.
And don't say nothing when the situation happened. And we, as the people, can see that your emotions is being played with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just come out and say, yo, this nigga did this or this, that. It's like, okay, we hear you, and we're not saying you're lying or not, but we have to have some type of speculation of why are you coming up with this now. It doesn't matter what color you is. It's your decision. You could have said something right from the rip that this nigga shot you. Right from the rip.
Right.
Why now? Well, he got you mad. His people got you mad. Now are you going off emotions now? So now are you emotionally fucked up now? So now you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm telling now. But why wasn't it like that then? Was it that serious? Was y'all fucking? Was this a relationship?
She leaves a bunch of shit out.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's too many gray areas for me to be like, yo, let's cancel this nigga. Even though, I want to say this. If the nigga shot her, then... Yeah, you mean what was it? We all know that. We all know that. But let's not convict the nigga and put him on the cross yet, because we gotta know both sides of the story. Like, niggas is crucifying the nigga. Like, what was a bitch? Yeah, if you shot a female, he was a bitch. Yeah, cool. But you mean she said she got out the car. She didn't want to argue. This is what fucked me up. She said she got out the car. She didn't want to argue, and she started walking. And this nigga from the back seat started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this nigga was shooting. It's possible. But was this nigga shooting at the ground?
He was a bitch, though. Like, what did she do?
Was this nigga shooting at the ground? Because it's like...
Why would you pull the trigger? Like, why pull the trigger if someone... If you were in an engagement, an argument with somebody, and someone's walking away from you, what excuse do you have to, like, really pull the trigger? Even if you're playing, if you're trying to scare someone, like, that shit is extreme and, like, totally stupid. Especially, I mean, for anyone. I was going to say especially for a millionaire and, like, someone so public. But
so what, she got shot
anyone,
and then she went back to the car after she got shot? Because didn't the
I don't know.
Say she got out the car?
Right.
The car? So what? She got
right.
Because she said it on her live that she
Did
got
she get
out
back
the car.
In the car?
So she said she got out the car because they was arguing. She said all four of them was arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so one of them is a security guard slash driver.
Mm-hmm.
The only real reason why he would be arguing because y'all probably like ganging on him. So I'm guessing he's Tory security or driver. So he's protecting his client while y'all ganging on. That would be the only reason.
Ganging
why.
On him in what way?
I don't know
verbally?
What was happening. Yeah, you mean
because
but,
she said she didn't
said
put
all,
her
but,
hands on him.
But she said all four of them was arguing.
They were arguing.
So what has the security? What does the security?
She don't say what
the argument is about. You
right.
Mean, he shouldn't be arguing if you mean. If he's the driver slash security
mm-hmm.
guard.
And she said she was 5 minutes away from the mansion that she was renting.
Right. So okay. So then she says they start arguing. She didn't
hey,
wanna,
fam.
She said they didn't want to. She didn't want to argue no more. And she said she got out the car, and she started walking. Now I don't know which. She didn't tell us which way she was walking. She don't know. She all I know. All right. Let's just say we're this way.
She said she
back,
was walking away.
So she was walking away. We don't know if it was left or right. But let's just say she got out the passenger side seat, and well, she said she was in the back seat, or she was in the front. No, she said she was in the front. She said she was in the front, so she got out the passenger side seat, and she just started walking straight. So Tori would have had to close, open the window,
roll window down,
and then he would have to go, and then you have to shoot. So she got hit. So then she walked back.
She got back in the car with Tori. And said,
after
oh, shit, you shot
just,
me?
After
is that what
me.
Happened? Like, she doesn't, this is the whole thing that I think that she don't understand why the internet is going to go crazy and, like, attack her from all angles. You're talking, number one. You're talking about the story. It was a pretty low-key story for what had happened. But you're talking about the story and you're leaving shit out. You're like, people think that I argue with him over Kylie. No, not true. Why did you do it, Tori? This is what she says on her live. Why did you do it? Tell us why you did it. It was for nothing. But why you don't tell us why you think he did it? Since you took the, you put your hoodie on, you know, with no makeup, you got on IG like you was dead ass serious. Why didn't you tell us why you think you got shot? All she keeps saying is, I don't know. But you're not telling us even what the argument is over. Let's be clear. I personally don't give a fuck what the argument was over, but since it's out there and since she's going live and like basically getting rid of the nigga, because what's the police to do with this live? What are they to do with this? They would have to pursue this. So what are we doing? What you leaving out all the juice for the courtroom? Mm-hmm. Is that are we dragging this on for publicity? Period. I'm not saying that she deserves to be shot by no means.
She don't deserve to be
but
shot,
what I'm saying is now that you are discussing this so openly with the public, you're leaving the door open for people to speculate, right? You're leaving the door open.
To me, it's like you went in there and said everything that was going to look good for her, but it still left the door open of some things that I would have wanted to ask if I was having a conversation with her. Like, okay, all four of y'all was arguing for what? What was the argument about? Because that would give me some insight right there if you would tell me, like, what the argument was about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, boom. Okay, did you know he had a gun in the car?
She said she did know. She said she did know there was a gun in the car. But wait, she says this after the fact of getting shot. So it's weird. Like, you got shot. You got back in the car. What were you guys discussing? The police was called, and then the police asked you guys to get the fuck out the car because a witness seen, you know, the shooting or whatever and reported it. So at some point, you weren't in negotiation. So this is what my point is. My point is she's mad because the internet isn't gathering around her and lifting her up like our black queen. Why would we do that? We just went through some Jussie Smollett shit. Like, we don't got to trust you off the bat.
People be lying.
People make up stories. We don't got to, like, lift you up, ma'am.
And that nigga.
You are a young queen.
You got to understand, that nigga lied to the point. He lied after we found out he was lying.
He took the LGBT community with him.
That nigga kept lying.
And tried to shame black people.
Listen, that nigga did a different type of lie. So we can't trust celebrities right now.
We can't.
It's like whatever y'all say, we got to hang on to y'all every word.
No, absolutely not.
Because not only, even though that nigga is from Canada, so we can get him the fuck up out of here, truthfully.
They going to get him out of here.
Like, but what I'm saying, though, is like, you mean, if you're a black woman and he black too, right?
Cool. Tory, like, I think he's black.
I mean, but still, he's still black. We don't wanna falsify any criminal thing on somebody else anyway.
Genders deserve to be protected. Black women and black men both deserve protection from the community. So the point is, sister, if you're gonna come on and just let us know, like, yes, Tory did it, yes, it was him, you bitch ass nigga, tell him why. He's not talking, bitch. This nigga already, I'm facing assault charges, bitch. I'm probably never going to come back here again. What do you want me to get on the internet like you did?
No, he good. He'll just get deported. Like, they'll just tell him, like, not come back.
Yeah, but that sucks for him because he lives in L.A.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't have any sympathy towards him. He's a bitch-ass nigga, but he fucked his money up. You know what I'm saying?
But what happens if it happens? What happens?
What does she do, though? What does she really do to Tory to threaten his low life?
He didn't shoot. And everybody
who shot her, the security guard?
But I'm just saying, what if she, like, shot herself?
Megan shot herself in the foot. I don't think that would fly. Tory Lanez is a proven asshole. And if she shot herself in the foot, I think that would have been out already. He wasn't
going
to take, like, no charges.
I don't got this nigga going
actively
out the back window in Hollywood and just shoot. He shot one time?
I don't know. She claims that she got shot twice.
The way she painted it was like, yo, I got out the car. I start walking away. He shoots out the back window.
But if she got shot in both feet, there is more
so
than
he
one.
Shot two times?
He was just shooting
in
at
Beverly
her.
Hills? Five
Maybe
minutes
he
away
was
from
on drugs.
Mansion?
Maybe they were on a big-ass fucking triple-stack E-pill. We don't know. Cocaine. I heard he sniffed coke. That is not, like, unheard of right, or, like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
he
right,
might
right,
have did
right,
a fucking
right,
mountain
right,
of coke
right, right.
and probably was like, bitch, you better leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We don't know what she said to him. Like, she
That's
probably was like, I'm from Southwood. I'll fucking kill you, nigga. And that nigga probably believed it. We don't know what type of pussy this nigga is from Canada. We don't know what type of bitch this nigga is and what she said to him to where he was fucking intimidated. Her and her friend probably
she
was like, we'll body
hit.
You in this
she
car.
She said she got hit twice in the same foot.
Right? That nigga was shooting at her like, Tori, you is a ho-ho.
So he was shooting.
Yeah. T-ho, super chat me.
Man, y'all, you gonna be mad as shit. You find out that she did some stupid shit.
I am
she
not gonna be mad because I'm not taking this personal.
It's like, you know,
I'm indifferent about
female,
it.
As soon as a female come out and say some shit, it's like, oh my God.
Let's, I don't think it's that. I think that Tori.
Like,
Tori has a bad public record with women. He's a noted asshole. So is Trey Songz. Y'all heard about him, right?
Yeah, now that nigga on some other shit. You know what I mean? But we talking about, yeah, that nigga Trey Songz, he dark a little bit. Look at that nigga out of body, he tripping, he drooling. And all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if we, like, counting Tory as, like, are we counting Tory? Like, it's like black men counting. Are we counting them over here? Like, is he?
We just because he's Canadian don't mean he ain't black.
I'm just saying, are we saying like he part of, or are we just like letting him like? Are we like giving like? I just want to know like from my side, are we caring about this nigga? Like, do we like want to get this nigga the fuck up out of here?
I think he should go. I think he should go anyway, just for like pulling the gun out. I think that was extremely scary.
No, that nigga
it was extremely. You pulled a gun out in Beverly Hills. Like, that nigga is soft.
But,
there's nothing you can tell me. You felt in danger in Beverly Hills in the car with another multimillionaire. I don't know if she's like really a multimillionaire.
Somebody said
but,
Troy Caribbean. Fuck that nigga. Somebody said he's not African. Man. All right, well, then
but
we
he's
not,
still black.
All right,
yo.
Well, fuck that nigga then, guys. Like, oh,
I ain't
God,
saying
no.
fuck that nigga because he's Canadian. I'm saying fuck that nigga because he a bitch. How are you fucking scared in Beverly Hills? Like,
that's what I'm saying. But I'm
is there
little,
no safe
a,
place for black
no,
people?
No, but see, you because you're saying that because you believe the story. I got doubts.
You still feel
about
like his life
story.
Was threatened in some
no,
way.
No. It's not even about him. I just don't believe her whole story.
No, I don't believe her whole story either. I think that she's definitely lying about some shit. But I feel like I don't feel like she's lying about shit. I feel like she's leaving out the juice.
So that means you're
the
lying by
shit.
You're
oh,
lying
she's omitting.
By omission. That's still
she's
a lie.
By omission.
It's still a lie.
Do we need to know? I mean, what if the lie and really entails some shit like sexual between them? Like, do we
That's
really
what
need
it was.
To know
That's
that?
What they don't want
to
say.
It
no.
has to be that. She's embarrassed because he's like 5'2" and she's 6 feet. And I don't know why. Girl, it's all right.
Somebody said possible. Yeah, but.
It's out. It's the cat's out the bag. Like, clearly this was an emotional entanglement. Clearly. That got violent.
Think about it. Y'all, the media is designed to control them. Narrative.
Megan is allowing social media to control this narrative, to be honest. This is not even the media. The white news don't give a fuck about this shit. They really didn't. She's the one that came out every time
she
and
said,
was making statements.
Can't call up.
Y'all can call up.
I put it up there. I'm supposed to be doing the.
He's doing the production part today.
Yeah, but I'm fucking up, so that's my fault.
I'm surprised. I thought I was gonna see Megan's a rat.
No,
I
told her because
gonna,
I told her.
He's gonna
I told
wait.
Her, I said I'm not gonna spaz this time.
He said he was gonna wait.
I said because I don't know for sure, so I don't wanna, you know, I don't wanna make it seem like I'm like against her. Cause I'm not against her. But it's just that, you know.
Yeah, she told the
like
story
the,
messy. If you was going to just out the nigga, you might as
you
well press charges on him.
But you might as well.
From the door.
Like this, I don't want to later down the line here that y'all was in a relationship. I don't want Tory to say y'all was in a relationship because that's something that you could have said.
What's the puppet thing is this?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want Tory to release any information that could, you know, water down her story that she could have offered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, if we, why do females do the puppet fingers? Yo, hey, yo, what's the puppet fingers?
All I know is Megan.
Yo, the puppet fingers is funny as fuck.
Babe, no,
what
it's
is the
not. That's
finger?
Why I said, is it this? I didn't do anything like that.
No,
but I guess when
finger.
I'm expressing myself, I do like, I am a little animated when I'm thinking. But I just feel like this rollout for Megan about Tory was just like dramatic for nothing. And I ain't saying like,
Tory is a pussy for shooting.
Yes, Tory is a pussy for shooting. Yes, Tory is.
What if he didn't shoot her though?
What if he accidentally pulled the trigger? Tory, why you got your gun on you? There's another story we just heard about Tory guns. I heard it on the Joe Button show.
Thomas.
Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas.
Joe Buttons told a story. I think it was Joe Buttons. Oh my God, please y'all stop. Y'all gotta make everything battle rap. Like, you just can't help yourself. Joe Buttons told a story, or was it Academic? Somebody told a story saying that they were in Tory Lanez's camp with him in a trailer, and one of his street friends came and was like, my gun, something, something. And Tory was like, I'll hold it, mad thirsty.
Somebody
bro.
Said, what if Tory found out that Meg was a tranny?
Really, y'all? She was fucking Moneybag, yo. Like,
that nigga gay. God,
nah,
nigga
he's
gay
fucking
gay.
The
cute
pie-faced girl.
I don't mean that.
I don't think
gay.
Megan's a goddamn
gay
tranny.
Gay.
Come on, y'all.
What are you talking about?
She ain't a tranny.
Maybe them niggas just can't say nothing
now. Nah, they was just arguing over some bullshit.
Yo.
And now the shit got under control because they all probably was coked up. All of them niggas is probably coked up. Because what type of fucking situation
like
is that?
Dude, so.
What kind of situation is that? Oh my God, we just came from Kylie Jenner's pool party. We're all fucked up. We're in bikinis and shit. And now my feet get shot at. Now you shooting at my heels. I'm in the middle of fucking, and you blowing my fucking toes off. Like, come on, y'all. What kind of weird
somebody
ass
say,
story
yo,
is this?
The glizzy paws.
Really, guys? He ain't feel the glizzy
yo,
all this time.
Maybe she had something else. Maybe she wasn't right. Maybe she. That's a perfect fucking explanation.
It's really not, guys.
It is. Now, why I would have shot the bitch too. You dig with them shit? Like, you never know. That's perfect.
I'm not responding to troll
like
comments.
No, that's not a troll, Joan. That's
you gotta,
actually a
toll.
Good explanation.
You have to pay the toll to troll.
Yo, that's actually a good
but
explanation.
But you send me a Cash App, I will read anything.
I'm going to read that one because now I understand. That's the only how that could have been. You're right.
Here's a toll troll. All
right, we got, I think it's Ashley, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Ashley.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up, Ash?
I hope my AC isn't loud. Is it loud in the background?
Nah, you good.
So, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? How was y'all trip and stuff?
It was fun. It was exciting. He had his way. It was nice.
That's a happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So, this is my whole take on the whole situation, right? Now, Megan, like you guys said, she didn't come out explaining what happened. All she said was, whoop-de-whoop, you shot me. That's just it. Now, did he shoot you on purpose? Did he take out the gun and say, I'm going to shoot you, bitch. I'm about to shoot you, like, or was it an accident? Because maybe it was an accident. Maybe he had the gun went off, and the bullet ricocheted and hit her in her foot. That could have happened. That happens to people, you know what I'm saying? So why are you not explaining the story? It's like she's only telling bits and pieces, and that's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. And I just think that she's mad because people are coming at her, and she can't handle the pressure.
But what if Tory found out she had a gun? What if Tory was coked up? He high. He going for the kill shot. He found out Shorty
wasn't
had
in the front seat.
Shorty had.
But,
all right.
But But then why not say that, though? Why? I don't understand about going on live telling half the story. Like, that don't even make sense. Now you got people in a frenzy. Now everybody's mad because it's like, okay, he shot you, but you're not saying how it happened. Like, what led up to that point?
She is not happy with the way we are responding. Look at the pattern. First,
but
she
it's
comes
her
on,
fault.
She comes on crying. Everybody's like, bitch, we don't know what happened. We don't believe you. Then she break, WAP comes out. Niggas ain't even talking about you getting shot no more. Then she comes out with the picture of the foot because New York Times wrote a story like, bitch, you ain't tell us the whole story. That's basically what the bloggers are saying and the journalists are saying. That's like the base of their stories. Bitch, you didn't tell us everything. You know, then she shows us the foot. Niggas tore that shit up too. It looked like you got cut. Looked like a glass cut. Looked like a slice. She ain't like that shit and finally came out and was like, Tori, yes, you did shoot me. Tell him why. Tell him why you shot me.
I bet you that
you on live. You on live right now. Why don't you tell us why? You want to speak your truth, right? We only
you
can
go his
off
whole
of...
name.
Exactly.
9949, hold on.
Yeah, you said his whole name. And now it's like, she ain't even tweeting nothing else. Let me check her Twitter, y'all. Let me check her Twitter and see if she has said anything else because I don't get it. I don't get how she thought she was just going to get left alone. And then you have to know that even if you are a civilian, even if you have never been affiliated with the streets, because she does not rap about the streets. She raps about liberating her vagina. That's all she raps about.
That was a good way to put it. She raps
y'all still got me a hold?
No, you right here.
Oh, okay, all right. So, no, my whole thing about this is, right, it's a fine line. This is what I don't understand. Like, I get the whole, like, she's a civilian, but I don't get it at the same time because it all depends, actually, because that's just like, for an example with me, if I'm chilling with somebody and I know that they do gang shit or they dealing with illegal activity and I know about that and I'm willingly chilling with them and hanging with them, I should already know what time it is. Come on, like, if you don't want to be affiliated with any of those things, then you don't need to be chilling with them. You know what I'm saying? To put yourself in that situation.
No, that's correct. Like, if you're not a goon, don't be around a goon. Don't put yourself in any situation to where you'll be affiliated with that forever. That's true.
Exactly.
If you call us up, just call on the number, and I'll put you through. This is dude, show your guy X her though.
Y'all can come through. He is so funny. Like, he this is not my type of time. Listen, I just sat here for 2 hours while he was on caffeine. It was longer than that. It was way longer than that.
It was an hour.
It was 2 hours, baby.
She know how I feel about it. I'm just like, yo, her story has some holes in it. I want to get to the bottom of the story first. I want to hear Tori's response first before I start, you know what I'm saying, shooting that shit. Because I didn't like her story. I think her story only said half of the thing.
People were mad at me because I said she folded. And the reason why I said she folded is because in the beginning of her live, she says, I was sparing this nigga. I was holding him down. I'm from the South. I'm this.
See,
I'm
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
You was talking heavy like you was about that life.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. See, she's talking mad gangster, right? She's talking mad gangster like you really about it. You really about that life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's not forget she got arrested before fighting with her boyfriend or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? She's saying she was outside and all of this. So, you talking like you about it and you down with it. But then at the same time,
Hold on, Ashley. You got to turn your background down. You got to TV up high or something. We hear echo. All right. You on the air, though.
Yo.
So, you made this conversation. We got Ashley on with us.
Yo.
Who does?
This Hollywood dash. That's my bad, man. I ain't know I was on
Hollywood. We got Hollywood. We got Ashley on. Yeah, we talking about Meg and Tori. You got any
insight for us?
Yeah.
My only insight, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to keep it a bean. I don't give a fuck about neither one of these motherfuckers, right? But my biggest thing is we got to quit making it a thing of this particular race of men ain't protecting this particular race of woman. You know what I'm saying? I personally don't think that's what it is. I personally feel like from the door, Tory Lanez has been a fucking, like, I ain't going to take your lingo, but nigga been a dickhead from the beginning of his career. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So for us to go and say, oh, yeah, this is just a testament of how black men don't protect black women, I think that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as Megan Thee Stallion goes, like, shit, I don't know what she did or said to this nigga. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't the tallest nigga on the planet neither. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ain't saying I condone it, but I understand getting pissed off when somebody try to, you know what I'm saying? Who knows what she said to that nigga? But the point is, ain't nothing that can be said to me that's going to make me start airing it on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much where I am with it. I hope they get that shit solved as
but listen, you had to be super mad, though. You had to be super mad because it's not like that you shot her by accident in the car. You actually had to roll down your window, pull the gun out the window.
She never said if it was an accident or not. That's what I'm saying. She left like a gray area.
You accidentally point your gun at somebody and you know what I'm saying? You pointed the gun at him on purpose.
No, listen, what if he did not point the gun at her? What if he had the gun in his hand? Because I know I grew up with someone that actually shot themselves in the foot by accident. All because they didn't know what the hell they was doing. They just had the gun in their hand, and the shit went off, and they shot themselves in the foot. You know what I'm saying? The bullet bounced up and shot them in the foot, or whatever, shot himself in the foot. So what if it was a case like that?
My response to that would be, just based off of what she said, she wasn't in the car. You know what I'm saying? She walked off. So you couldn't, in a way, you made a mistake and pointed the gun downward, and the bullet ended up in her foot to me.
That's
just
fact.
My opinion, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he either pointed the gun at her and made a mistake and shot her, or pointed the gun at her and shot. That's pretty much black and white to me.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was
off
a bean, or nigga did an
8-ball
and started wanting to shoot at bitch.
Damn, that nigga did an 8-ball of some RA shit. Them niggas was in Hollywood too, so you already know that 8-ball was exclusive work. And and they start arguing, and she probably started punching on that nigga, and he ain't know.
She said she didn't put her
3-ball. That nigga ain't know what to do. High as shit. He's like, oh shit.
Niggas was probably in the car laughing at this nigga. He's like, oh, y'all laughing at me? Watch this.
But dude, like you were saying, this is what I don't understand. If she truly and honestly felt like he intended to shoot her, like, you know what I'm saying, it was malice behind it, or whatever, why are you sparing him? That don't make sense.
Right.
Her reason makes sense to me. You got to strap in the car, y'all laughing at everything. That reasoning makes sense.
First of all, that is a prize right there. Her strong feet, that is the talent. That's what I signed up for. When she be like on the lowest low of the ground, close to the ground, twerking. That's why I'm here. You get shot in your fucking feet. You can shine your feet and act like that shit was nothing. Oh, y'all mad at me because I'm healing. Girl, why would we be mad at you because you're healing?
Her feet was already crazy.
I don't think
a little big because she big.
Her feet was already long as shit. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I'm going
That's why crazy. It was an easy fucking target. That's why I wasn't so hard for this nigga. Don, what's up? That's why I wasn't so hard for the nigga to hit her. And I'm not trying to be funny.
She can't sneak up on you in the house. If y'all together and she's trying to sneak up on you,
Deanna Whitlock
her.
Says, because that's how us black women are conditioned to think. What do you mean specifically? Like,
what?
And that's where the conversation goes off course. Like,
no,
it don't got anything to do with the woman or the race of the man.
Megan put it out there like that. Oh, you guys, what's up? You guys don't protect us. We not always lying. This is how I feel. We're not always lying. But sometimes we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fucking simple. Don't turn this into a fucking boy versus girl thing. Women lie, men lie. Period. Women get like, there's no Section 8 left in New York because everybody claimed DV. It was just a whole thing at one time. Let's not act like bitches don't be doing the most. Like, niggas do the most too, but bitches do the most too. And I know that it's a sexist world. Yes, we know that. But, yes, wrong is wrong. If he shot her, he's a bitch. But her story is fucking crazy. We're not going to just sit back and just accept your story because you're making a sound and you twerk real good. That's just not enough.
But
that's
what if he was to scare her, but she had no big-ass feet and them jewels were just in the way?
She probably kicked him in the mouth or something.
Yeah,
but that's why I think she wanted
to
spare
one of these feet.
She's gonna spare a nigga that tried to blow her feet off. That's
that's the part that doesn't make sense to me.
Oh,
why are you sparing
him?
That's like a nigga shoot me in my hand,
you're saying
and I'm just gonna be like,
shot
I'm sparing him. Black man, I don't want to watch with him. Bitch, nigga,
so you're saying the fact that she got shot in the foot is bigger than Black Lives Matter. I can feel you on that. I actually didn't even see it from that point of view. No, I wasn't even trying to make a joke because, like, when she was saying it,
God.
I was like, damn, that is right that she dead-ass didn't, you know what I'm saying, out the nigga while the shit was happening, you know what I'm saying, because of the fact of how the world is. But now that you say it like that, it is a bullet in my foot.
She's a college student.
You know what I'm saying?
See, critical thinking was probably in her first semester. We know how to categorize girls. We could tell the difference between a racial issue and a domestic violence issue. Don't try to merge the two.
Yeah, that should not. If something happens, if you know what I'm saying, and somebody did something.
Why don't they
crazy,
just say they was fucking?
Right.
Listen, I don't know
what
to do.
I'm going
to
go in the comments. I'm going to go in the comments, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Ash.
Bye.
Hey, me too, man. I'm about to get up out of here. I appreciate you. All right,
I appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. So, you know, I don't know about, like, how we're conditioned to think. I do understand that there are different ways that we was raised as women, according to our household, like, different things that we will tolerate, you know what I'm saying, as we get older. But I don't personally know too many people that's letting somebody slide after you tried to shoot me in my motherfucking seat. I just don't know too many people. I come from a lot of backgrounds. I just shoot me in my foot. No. And then if you were going to stay quiet about getting shot. But this is my belief. The internet shit and her ego. Ego is the thing that made her come on here and bark on Tory. Because a real gangster ass bitch, if you was a gangster ass bitch, you would just pull up on him. Probably like you and your best friend told him inside the truck, which I was going to do. You would have just did that shit. You really should have just beat his ass in the truck and took the gun.
If it come out to be like he was on some emotional shit.
He was emotional.
And he shot her on some
He was definitely that.
Then we
going to
grind him the fuck up.
Yeah, we
like,
definitely
you know
going
like,
to talk about
it. But I still want to know the other side, though. I still want to know the other side because it's too, you know, you know she not telling us something.
I know what side
so
she's leaving
gonna,
out.
Gonna tell
the
us
sexual
the
side.
Shit.
She's leaving out the sexual side because once that's included, niggas automatically devalue a woman. You know what I mean? And she just wants it. She wants to be raised up. But listen, sister, you ain't the only one like who went through something. So if you're going to say something and you're going to play victim, and I don't mean victim in like, oh, the most terrible way, but you're the victim here. You're the shooting victim. Just if you're going to be it seems like you want to be some type of a role model by even coming forward and saying the things that you said, because you have the culture ignited talking about we're not protecting Megan. Like, you started this shit right now.
She twerk and don't do nothing else. That's all she do. She
that is a
queen.
Talent. That is a skill.
You know, I mean,
it's
there's
skill.
Nothing to
people
be fucking
pay
protecting,
for that.
Though. Anybody
but I don't think that's what that's, you know,
like,
that's
who, is she,
not
the, who is she for us to be protected?
I agree.
If you're lying, you're lying. We just want to know the fucking truth, bro. If you got shot, cool. You got shot, but let's tell us the motherfucking
we need to
truth.
Do a show called What Exactly Do Black Women Want to Be Protected From? Because I know who I need protecting me and who I'm going to cut off if they don't protect me. You know what I'm saying? That's my man and immediate family members and definitely my kids. You know what I'm saying? Don't wave your hand like that.
Well,
You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be, it needs to be definite, first of all. You know what I'm saying? We can't expect every stranger and every weirdo and every hotep and every coon to come to our rescue. Like, if you're looking for that, you're going to be looking forever. Because don't think that every black motherfucker out here is just some straight-up pro-black motherfucker. No, there's thousands and thousands of coons, ignorant motherfuckers, weirdos, and fucking hoteps. Right. And now we got black Trump supporters. So come on. Come on. Think about it.
We always have black Trump
supporters. I mean, but you know, they're like loud and proud now, and they like want him to win the election.
And then
again,
they've been giving out paper. It's a different. Like he started getting to, yeah, but it's paper.
Niggas is can be bought. Yeah, I know. So we're gonna wrap this Megan thing up. I'm waiting for Megan to come and say more things, because it looks like we can depend on her to keep things running through the quarantine. She's definitely keeping the media reel going throughout the quarantine, and just we went from WAP back to the fucking foot shooting. And now she done told us she wants to outdo everyone on the internet. She wants to win. She wants to win. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. I feel like Megan wants to win the internet, and she's mad because she's losing. And now she has to figure out more. But Tory a bitch, ma. You don't got to worry about nothing else. He is a bitch. Like, so I don't know what else you want or who else you need to validate you. You need all 17 million of your followers to come on there and tell you Tory wrong. And do you really need that? Or do you need therapy? You might be shell-shocked. And I get it, but I've had violent situations, and you really got to get over it, Mom. You can't expect the world to care about your gunshot wounds. They don't. No one protected me from my crackhead ex-boyfriend. Girl, and they ain't going to protect. Niggas like, listen, and family members is going to come. I don't know what type of protection. Do y'all want public uplifting? Do you want to be protected? Protect me when a white man tries to do something to me, a white stranger or something like that. Like, I don't – there's protection, but there's appropriate times for that. And I think that we're generalizing this, black women aren't protected by who? Because we're not expecting for the white society to protect us, are we? Like, we got to be realistic in our so-called needs. Do we need to be protected? We've been here. We've been strong. How much protection do we need? We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect ourselves from niggas like Tory Lanez. Okay? That's what we need to do. We need to stay away from niggas like that. That's how we're going to protect ourselves. We're going to see the red flag. We're going to take notice, and we're going to move accordingly. And that's the only thing. Do we got to come in here and have a young bitch show? Like, let me speak to the young girls. Did you lotion your feet today? Did you wash out your panties? Did you wash your hair? Are you moisturizing your edges, making sure you're not pulling too hard on your hair? Do you need, you know what I'm saying? Do we need to do that? Because it could be done. It could be done. I could take a day out of the week and talk to the young black girls that might need some guidance and talk about mistakes and things that you shouldn't be doing out here, things you should be doing. But definitely stay away from niggas like Tory fucking Lane, because he's a bitch. Niggas like that will shoot you. All right, guys, we're out of here. It's Saturday. We have a lot. Bae, why are you laughing?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm like, man, you funny as hell.
No, because I'm just saying, like, if we really think about who do we want to come to our rescue? When? Every time? Every time somebody does something, is going to be like, I'm not protected. So every time somebody on the internet says something and calls me a black, nappy-headed monkey bitch, I'm going to get back on the internet and be like, where y'all niggas at? No, I'm fucking not. I'm going to call his mother a monkey bitch, and I'm going to move on. That's how we got to roll. Stay strong, y'all. Okay, good.
My baby's almost stay strong and shit.